Okay, I'd like to call this special meeting of the Summit Hill School District 161 Board of Education to order. Will you please rise and join us in our Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our regular secretary, Mr. Faber, was absent this evening with notice. So I've asked Pam Kohlbacher to serve as secretary pro tem. So Pam, can we have a roll call at this point in the meeting?
Sure. Mr. Perros?
Here.
Mrs. Borgens?
Here.
Mr. Marin?
Here.
Mr. Ward?
Here.
Mrs. Kohlbacher here. Mr. Doyle?
Here. Okay. We are here. As I said, Mr. Faber is absent with notice. Are there any public comments this evening? Has anybody signed up? No. Okay. We're just going to go slightly out of order tonight. We're going to start off with the approval of the technology project at Arbor Hills School, Indian Trail School, and Dr. Julian Rogas School in our board book. This is page 10. Can I have the recommended motion that we move that the Board of Education accept the bid from CES in the amount of $199,500 for AV projector mounts, cabling, and power at Arbor Hills School, Indian Trail, and Rogas Schools?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Questions, discussion on this? Barb, any background offer?
I would like to share a little bit of background. We're completing the mounting of the projectors in our final three buildings. The project actually was undertaken about 4 years ago, at which time three of our buildings were completed. The district then placed technology on a maintenance mode, and work was suspended. Installation of the projectors and the wiring in our final three buildings is now in queue this evening. To let you know, the funding for the project is coming from the fund balance in site and construction. And this item, or this expense, I should say, will be listed as a line item in the fiscal year 14 budget. We began communication of the project with the new board in May. I had the specs drawn, went out to bid. Two bidders had a walkthrough. Two bidders surfaced, and the low bidder was CES at $199,500. I would ask Frank Zajac to come forward, and if he wants to share a few more specifics with you about the project, and then answer any questions you may have. Hello, Frank.
Thank you. Good evening. I asked for this prior to this meeting so we can get the ball rolling on the projectors in the ceiling. This is going to be a tight project for us this summer. We're talking Rogas is humongous and Indian Trails pretty big. And Arbor has some unique designs that we're going to have to work around. What we did was is we went to had specs drawn up for each individual building. So there, you know, so we had a pretty good idea. We released the specs out. And only two people bid for it. CES, which is the company that actually did this room here, so I'm confident that they know that they have to get it done before school starts. So they're aware that they have a deadline, and it's obviously a quick deadline. So they're just going to have to put a couple more crews out there, opposed to just having two guys doing a room by room. But I'm very happy that CES did get it. EGF would have been good, too. Either one of those companies would have worked out for us. I'm ecstatic that we're going to get going at it now, because just ordering the parts, getting the parts in, getting the electrical work, there's a lot that's entailed. We also have to work with the design of the room, look where the teachers are going to sit, where we're going to have to put some buildings are going to need the wire mold. So it's a big project, and this is a kickoff, and thank you very much for being able to get going on this early, because it's definitely one of my big ones. We're also looking at putting in the whiteboards. The whiteboards are going to be working with the projectors. Basically, we're building interactive whiteboards for a lot lesser price than you're going with a $5,000 smart board in the classrooms. We're doing a creative thing, which will give us a chance to jump up on the next technology. Since we didn't spend all that money on smart boards and have that stuff in our rooms, this will give us the opportunity to move forward with the tablets and the interactiveness of one-to-one with the kids. So I'm excited about it. I can't wait till they can start pulling this wire for us and get these projectors up in the ceiling. Actually, believe it or not, they're easier to clean when they're in the ceiling than they are on the carts. So any questions?
I have a question. I'm really not clear on this. The way it's stated in our board book, funding for the project will be deducted from the current fund balance of 536. Is that, was that a line item from last year's budget, or is that coming out of, is this a new budget item for
This is a carryover from last year.
This is a carryover. Mm-hmm. So the money was already there.
The fund balance was as stated, and then this is something that we're going to use part of the fund balance for.
Okay.
And Susan made sure that was carried for this year because we knew we were going to move forward on this project. So
the approval tonight, it would be in fiscal 2014. The
That's
project
correct.
Would be completed. Started.
This is site and construction fund, which is different because I just remember we could use that fund when we did something with the baseball fields, right?
It doesn't exactly.
Have it. You can't use this fund just for anything.
No, you
it
can't.
It has to be specifically
and
built in there.
That's why we thought that would, you know, rather than coming out of any other fund that we might have, we thought that this would be the best use of that money.
Now, are there any additional costs that we're going to be incurring because we're asking them to expedite this? I mean, 53 days till school starts.
No, that was part of my conversation with them. They are under the understanding that they have to get it done. They can. Well, see, the thing, we can't have them working while the kids are in school, and the cost of having a company do that after hours would be astronomical. So when this job was quoted, they understand the deadline. That's the reason why tomorrow morning I'm going to make the call and say we're good to go, start ordering the parts, and get going on it.
And is this pricing in line with the other installations? That, I mean, having Since
well, to be honest with you, since we went to bid, we were actually got a little bit better price.
Okay.
Originally, we quoted this job because we were really pushing all year looking at it, you know, for spring break, and a lot of the numbers were really high. And actually, that was just one of the problems. The number was so high, we were sort of standoffish. And CES, they understood our situation, and they gave us a reasonable number. So I'm pretty satisfied. I mean, it was $50,000 more on some of the quotes I've seen. So, but to incurring any more costs, we shouldn't have to incur any more costs. We have the projectors. They're supplying the brackets. They're going to supply all the wiring. They have to get it done. I mean, you know, if there's any extra cost, they're going to have to incur it on their own.
Okay. Good to know.
So when we say this is the fund balance, that's we always have a balance in this account.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the many funds that we have, and we carry balances or have historically. It will be a line item in the 2014 budget, but we haven't seen the budget yet, so that's not really meaningful.
Correct.
So do we have an idea, was this planned in 2013 and then we didn't do it?
We've actually had this on our five-year plan and our three-year plan. We were just wondering where the funds were going to come from. Barb and I and the tech department, we created a five-year plan, and that was on the five-year plan. We also created a three-year plan that was on the three-year plan. Then we pushed it to try and get it done within the year. So we actually have documentation. We were going to go all the way through 5 years to make sure this was going to get done.
I guess I just don't know where we ended up total on the 2012-13 budget.
That should be coming forward within the next couple of weeks, where we take a look at tips. Sometimes we amend the budget. That had been past practice, and we were not going to do that this past year. So that when the budget comes forward to conclude the budget, which either will be at this next meeting or the first meeting in August, which I believe is probably more reasonable that we have a new, you know, business manager on board, then you'll see how the 12-13 closes out and 13-14 begins.
So if 2012-13 closes in line with the budget, which had a deficit in it, then 2014, we don't know what the budget's going to be, and this would be a $200,000 hit to what may already be a $500,000 deficit. We just don't have any idea.
Well, you wouldn't be running that's an overall deficit. You wouldn't be running a deficit in the site and construction fund.
Right.
But an overall deficit you'd be running.
Well, you can't apply the site and construction funds to just anything. We couldn't move that
into
the
salaries,
ed fund.
Yeah.
It has specific guidelines by the state,
I believe.
That's
correct.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just barely pulling straws
from
what
correct.
Dean had said.
You're correct.
And you cannot just move those funds anywhere. You have to be very specific. It has to be construction to buildings or the perimeter around the buildings, I believe.
Which is why we were carrying that balance of $500,000.
It's not really a balance, though. It's sitting there until, wasn't it from a referendum?
It was.
It's from the referendum.
It's from the referendum. And site and construction was active, obviously, when we were remodeling, when we were building new buildings, when we converted, you know, this into Drew, and we built a new junior high. That fund ballooned because that's where your construction costs were coming out of. But
it's no different than any other fund. We can't pay for just anything out of the Ed Fund. We can't pay for just anything out of these different funds.
But they cover a broader spectrum. Site and construction is very, very narrow in comparison to operations and maintenance, in comparison to Ed Fund and so forth.
So we would do our roofing out of this?
No.
No. No. You do your roofing out of we've done our roofing out of O&M, yeah.
It has to be like new construction of
That's
some
correct.
Sort of that has direct benefit to the students or something.
That's correct.
Any further questions on
that? Bottom line is we have enough money to pay for that, and it's not going to be any type of a financial issue for us.
We have the funds in that fund. Correct. Yeah.
That's correct.
And for next year, then, it's anticipated that we'll have money in this fund to do whatever we need to do in 13, 14.
If we so choose to develop those types of projects that could come out of this fund, yes.
It'll just be $200,000 less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Further questions?
Just real quick, with the proposal, were there any exceptions or are they not allowed? With their proposal. Clarifications, or this is just a public bid. There are no exceptions allowed. The specification is clear. And
we wanted to make sure that the specs, everybody was comparing apples to apples. So the specs were drawn up, engineered, and everybody had to follow those exactly. There was there's no sign. You had to follow the rules when you quoted it. But it was written, it's sort of written in stone off following the spec. We couldn't make any alterations.
Okay.
So why did we not do this last year in 12-13?
This past school year,
yeah.
It was a project that we just got overloaded, and in speaking with Susan, she said it might be wise to hold this to the 13-14 fiscal year. Because you can't do it when children are there,
mm-hmm.
and if you lose spring break, you have to wait till summer, and that then starts the next fiscal year.
So are you saying that was more a timing and logistic issue as opposed to a money issue?
That's very true, because the money was there.
Well, it sounds like by waiting, we kind of saved ourselves $50,000 from what I'm understanding.
We did pause when we got the first round of bids.
First round's bids were a lot higher.
Any further questions on the issue? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Mr. Perros?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher, aye. Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Thank you very much, Frank, for the insight. Thank you, Superintendent Raines, for the insight on that as well. Okay, we're going to go back to our closed session, and then we have an action item in open session thereafter. This is back on page 7. Can I have the recommended motion that we move to go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1? To consider information regarding appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees or officers of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Mr. Perros?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher? Aye. Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay. We are going into closed session. As I mentioned, we will be returning to open session, and we have an action item on our agenda for this evening. So.
This is not.
I don't think so.
No.
I believe so.
Basically, oh, God.
Kim, is that recorded?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Mike's on everything.
Okay, we're back in open session. We do have an action item to take, so can I have the recommended motion that we move the Board of Education employee Kathleen Bish as principal at Arbury Hills School effective July 2nd, 2013, at the salary of $81,500 and subject to the completion of the application and fingerprinting process.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Mr. Peros.
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher? Aye. Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Mrs. Bish, congratulations. Yep.
Ward?
Happy to hear you. Have you here. You've been a parent to obviously five kids to the district, and now we're happy to have you here as an employee of the district as well. So
yes.
Thank you. Okay, are there any public comments at this time? Sure.
Oh, I'm sure you care.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, Rich, can you show him some outstanding cheese? Well, when you're short as I am, George, you got to get some light.
There are no public comments. Can we have a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
So moved.
Second.
Third. Seconded. All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. We are adjourned. We have our regularly scheduled meeting next Wednesday, July 10th, everybody. So thank you for coming out this evening.